The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve up in here edition. Dom, if you got up this morning, as I did, and turned on the morning show on the MSNBC, you got scolded for being stupid.
Now, well, I try not to watch the morning show.
I try not to scold the listeners of the greatest radio show ever.
Yeah, you are scolding gentlemen sometimes.
Well, I occasionally scold, but I've never called our audience stupid because I would know better, Dom. But the headline, I found this one at the Daily Beast. Morning Joe scolds stupid MSC viewers who back campus protests.
That's you, Crudy.
That is me, according to Joe. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough lashed out at any of his network's viewers who may support the nationwide campus protest against the Israeli war in Gaza, telling them Thursday that they're too stupid to realize that they're helping Donald Trump win. I believe that might be the case. I believe that these protests are actually playing to Donald Trump's favor. And I still think they have every right to do it, man. Every right. Here, Rich, needs your help here. Donald Trump going into court this morning. You know, not worried about his own criminal defense. He's, you know, reinvigorated from being on the trail, the campaign trail yesterday. I saw him in Waukesha. Went on to Michigan a little bit later. Got some of the coverage from our friend Patrick Marley at the Washington Post. Maybe we'll get to that in this hour, Dom. But Let's forget what I was doing. Are we playing sound here, Rich?
Trump,
I think
sound, yes.
Let's play the Trump before court addressing the protest and the such. Play Trump, please.
FBI director said that he worries about the right. Now, don't worry about the right. The right's fine. Worry about the left, because this is a movement from the left. These are radical left lunatics, and they got to be stopped now.
That's the way Trump would portray it, but I played sound from what I thought was a reasonable guy named Richard from West Dallas earlier in the show today, Dom. And Richard called the January 6, 2021 the worst insurrection ever. And his definition of worst was there was no insurrection, just a few agitators in the crowd. And poor Ashley Babbitt, you know, the martyr of the MAGA movement, Dom. So anyways, let's keep going with Trump talking about the protest, and of course, it's all Joe Biden's fault.
This is the radical left. This is a movement from the left, not from the right. The right is not your problem, despite what, like,
despite January 6th. Despite January 6th, despite the insurrection, despite the coup attempt, despite the violence and the riots, you got to worry about the lefties. What did U.S. Senator Ron Johnson say about that time, Dom? Now, if it had been Black Lives Matter protesters marching towards the U.S. Capitol, then he would have been afraid.
Yes.
But he wasn't
racist
afraid
Ron.
When it was January 6th protesters, because they were the
well, of course,
right kind
Donald
of patriots.
Trump, the testimony, well, they're not here for me, right? They're not here. Let them in. Let them pass the mags. Let them in. Let them in. Right? That's. But to get to back to the protests and Joe Scarborough's position that if you support that, you're stupid because you know what, it's going to be it's going to go against Biden and the law and order, and it's going to be Donald Trump. Well, as you mentioned, perhaps, maybe, you know, it's hard to be consistent if you're a MAGA supporter and say, well, my God, these radical leftists on campus are running wild. But
they have no problem with inconsistency, Dom, I'll just tell you.
But to me, I do have a problem with that, because then how can you at the same time support the hostages that have pled guilty to various crimes when they attacked the Capitol or engaged in seditious conspiracy like the Proud Boys leaders and so forth? These are also on the right. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can't worry about those kinds of things. If your position is that you're passionate about some issue and you want to protest, certainly peacefully, knock yourself out. And Joe Scarborough, I mean, if you're going to put everything in the lens of what Donald Trump will think or do, you're wasting your time. Donald Trump's going to think what
it's
Donald
not what
Trump-
Donald Trump thinks. It is what the American public thinks. And I would draw a distinction there. He doesn't give a damn about what Donald Trump says.
Donald Trump. Come on, man. This is the cult leader. It comes from the top. Listen to Rich. Listen to Karen. Listen to the folks we played yesterday. They all say the same thing. They're not coming up with that on their own. They're getting that from Donald Trump, their exalted orange leader, their cult leader. This is not them coming on my own research. This is them parroting what the guy says over and over and over again. It's exactly what Donald Trump thinks. And Donald Trump's going to say and think whatever the hell he wants anyway. The point is, you have an absolute right to go out and protest peacefully, regardless of what the political consequence may be interpreted by the orange god.
Well, Dom, you know I am down for the protest. I have been arrested for protesting. I got my and your fine counsel, Jeff Scott Olson, coming at 5:30 today to talk about the people's right to protest. I absolutely concur with that right. I stand with the ACLU. I stand with all free thinkers and First Amendment advents everywhere. But strategically, politically, what Joe Scarborough is saying may be salient. He might be making a good point, and I'll try to get to it. First and foremost, do we have more Trump on this topic? Not on this topic. So let me ask you, Dom, before I jump in with more of Scarborough's opinion, because I'm a free thinker. I'm not in the cult of Scarborough or Trump or Biden or Dom. I can free think, man. I can think that we have the right to protest, and that also strategically it could be harmful to Joe Biden's reelection. I think both things could be true. And I will point out that the Black Lives Matter movement certainly did not benefit the Democratic cause. Defund the police did not benefit the Democratic cause. May have been great for social justice, bad for Democratic strategery and politics. It's not helping them at the ballot box to have these protests going on.
I mean, Donald Trump, after Black Lives Matter, Donald Trump is lost. Republicans have lost lots of places over and over again. So, I hear what you're saying. I don't think there's a through line to it. Guys like Donald Trump and the political class and the cult leader that he is, they're going to say these things regardless of whether or not they're true. You know, if there were peaceful protesters camping out and they weren't fighting each other, you know, pro-Israel and pull-pen, if everyone was kumbaya, but they had an issue, they're just, Trump would be saying the same thing. It's irrelevant, dude. It's like saying, oh, can't have Bernie Sanders because he's going to be called a socialist. Yeah, well, so is everybody else against Donald Trump's going to be called a socialist. It doesn't matter whether or not it's true or not, whether there's facts behind it. The cult members will repeat what he says. So you can't go around trying to figure out, dance one way or the other to see how, you know, the right's going to react to it, man. You can't live like that.
I think you're completely missing the point. It is not the right's opinion that matters in this case. It's independents and even Democrats, because you still have to turn out the base. I don't think anybody thinks Joe Biden or my opinion on protests on campus are going to persuade any of the MAGA faithful. Dom, they're all turning out. I saw them yesterday. They're highly enthused. They don't need more gasoline on the fire to go out and vote for Trump
Joe
this fall.
Joe's not going
to
go vote because he doesn't like the protest. You know, what are you saying then? Guys like Joe's not going to vote for Biden. Guys like you aren't going to vote for Biden. Certainly. The independents, they're going to, not vote for Biden because individuals on private or public campuses, students are protesting whatever they're protesting. That's a reflection on Joe Biden. I think you might be able to say that and sell that to the mega faithful, but any free thinker, any independent person of sound mind would say, well, no, that's really not Joe's area. Now, Joe did address it today. We have some sound. We'll get to it maybe next hour. But
Joe Biden, you're talking about, Joe Scarborough.
President Joe Biden did address this today. So, no, I think Scarborough's way off on this.
Well, let me try to make some of the point. We haven't actually started the article, so I'm not sure how you're so clear. On top of that, the morning
joke. He called the audience stupid. I'm pretty clear on what he said. You said it. Did he call people who support them stupid? That's what he said. I take objection to that.
On top of that, the Morning Joe co-anchor also urged the channel's protest-backing audience to change to another channel if they can't figure out the demonstrators are hurting President Joe Biden's re-election chances. Over the past 2 weeks, pro-Palestinian demonstrations urging colleges to divest from Israel have rocked campuses across the country, resulting in nearly 2,000 people being arrested. Tensions have only increased in recent days, with police clearing out encampments and occupied buildings, while pro-Israel counter-protesters have violently attacked anti-war demonstrators. Meanwhile, critics, including the White House, and we do have sound from Joe Biden, we'll play next hour, have accused the protesters of being anti-Semitic and threatening Jewish students, resulting in the House of Representatives passing a bipartisan, don't include Marjorie Taylor Greene in that though, anti-Semitism awareness bill this week, Dom, aimed at universities. Both Democratic and GOP lawmakers who voted against the bill claim it infringes on free speech. Well, that wasn't MTG's complaint. During Thursday's broadcast of the Morning Joe, Scarborough, who regularly consults Biden, a loyal viewer, worried that the recent footage of student protesters clashing with police officers would conjure up imagery of the Vietnam War protest, blaming those demonstrations for Richard Nixon's election in 1968. I'm not saying the Vietnam War was just war. It was not just war. I can tell you the riots on college campuses, the riots at the Chicago Convention in 68, all those things moved my family from being Democrats their entire life to being Republicans, the former GOP congressman said. I remember I was young and I remember my parents asking, what in the world is going on in our country? Of course, you know, they raised the Great Depression in the rural Georgia. Kind of hard for them to hear rich kids on campus of Harvard or taking over the campuses at Columbia, Scarborough continued. By the way, if you're offended by this, please, I'm trying to help you. I don't want Donald Trump to get elected, says Joe Scarborough. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. I do not want Donald Trump to get elected either. Nor do I want a stupid audience. I know you're not that. You're not currently watching Joe Scarborough on MSNBC.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to go to the line shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to get a little more of the opinion of Morning Joe Scarborough out there. Morning Joe thinks the protest supportive viewers of MSNBC are stupid because they're costing Joe Biden re-election. Here's his specific quote. I'm trying to help you. If you're too stupid to figure that out, you can change to another channel. That's Joe Scarborough. You keep it on whatever channel you're listening to with the Devil's Advocates. As Scarborough continues, because we're sorting through this as a country, and this is not helping. This is not helping the people of Gaza, and this is not helping those of us who want to fight fascism in America. Now, turning to Morning Joe regular Richard Haass, a foreign policy expert, and someone else Biden regularly listens to, Scarborough said that the seeds were planted in 1968 for Ronald Reagan's election years later. There's a reason that Reagan won with a lot of young voters in 1980. He stated, this is the reason the Reagan Revolution took place. Scarborough lectured anti-war protesters on the correct way to demonstrate. Name-checking Martin Luther King Jr. in the process. There are ways to do this to help the cause without aiding the worst elements in American politics, he added. Now, piggybacking on Scarborough's anti-protest sentiment, Morning Joe regular Donnie Deutsch you know, the Deutschdom, reiterated that demonstrations were killing Biden's reelection prospects. Pardon me. These protesters are going to hand the election to Donald Trump. We're going to have fascism as a result of these protesters. Joe Biden, you need to step up right now. And I would point out, shortly after the Morning Joe went off the air today, Joe Biden did step up to the microphone, address the nation on this very topic. And we'll get there in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll play you Joe sound. We'll bring you our fine attorney, Jeff Scott Olson, who helped represent us during our trial periods, Dom. When we were arrested for being a simple protester.
Joe Scarborough thinks that Reagan was elected because of Vietnam protests. That's his straight line.
Well, it's a little bit of a crooked line, but perhaps the pardons extended by Carter. I mean, he doesn't nuance the topic, but he did make the statement.
You never know what would or could have been, right? But maybe if we didn't have the upheaval that we had, we'd have been in Vietnam longer. You know what I'm saying? You can't go back and say, well, you never, ever should do that. Number one, always, if you want to protest, protest. Anytime things get out of hand, it's always out of hand. I get that. I mean, look what happened to the riots when MLK was shot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you talk about extending the Vietnam War. You mean like specifically Richard Nixon did?
Right.
They had secret negotiations. They extended the war for political reasons. Ronald Reagan effectively extended the stay of the American hostages in Iran for political reasons. So these are not the shining examples of republicanism at their best.
Certainly. But did you're telling me that the protest of the political Vietnam War that it was, that and it, Nixon's even extension of it, that all the resulting, according to Joe Scarborough, the Republican presidents came from that were because of that? I'm not buying that.
Well, I think he's saying the American people pushed back against the concept of the protest. They don't like chaos on the streets. They don't like blood on the streets of Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're fine with it in D.C.? I'm sorry, man. I'm not buying it. So what? They're not going to vote for Joe Biden because they don't like protests and blood on the street. But what? They're going to go and turn and vote for what? The guy who orchestrated the coup and attack on the Capitol? That's where they're going to go? I don't know, dude. That's not going to happen. And at the end of the day, history has shown that those protests and people, in my opinion, were absolutely correct.
844-967-2789 doesn't mean that the Iran hostage crisis, and I would say that was extended by Reagan's negotiation clandestinely. I think it was illegal for him to do so.
Yes, I concur.
And I would say that it feels very similar to me, the discontent of the nation, such as the protest of what's happening in Gaza. It gives this underlying sense of discontent. America's in chaos. Nobody's happy. That, I think, is what he's speaking to. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Chris from Sun Prairie, been far too long, sister. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey,
Chris.
Hey, well, it's a lot going on. I just wanted to say, I hear you saying that people are not going to vote for President Biden because of the protests being shut down. That may be true, but people are not going to vote for President Biden because they are having their funds used for genocide in Palestine. I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures of these children, but I have. And once you see them, I've seen the Israeli children too, and once you see these things, you can't unsee them. And I suggest that anybody that supports either side of a war goes and looks at the children. And then they decide whether or not our money should be going to bombs to kill kids, or maybe whether we should start giving people medical aid and food and housing. Because this is not the right road for the world, not just Palestine and Israel. But I think President Biden should really consider this, because I do know a lot of people will not have the conscience to vote for him. I really have a dilemma with this right now myself. I do not want Trump as president. I know that having him as president is worse than Biden, but I have to say, being involved in a genocide is something I don't know if I can live with.
No, you make a great point, Chris. What about the Israelis' right to take retribution after October 6th, I guess it was? Maybe it's the 7th, okay. But after what Hamas did, 1,200 dead Israelis. What is
How much retribution do they need? I mean, we've killed millions of people in retribution. You know, retribution does not do anything but kill more people and create more terrorists. This has to end somewhere. The only way we're ever going to have peace is for everybody to decide that we're going to have peace. And the only way we're going to keep it is for everybody to keep deciding on an individual basis that we're going to have peace. That's it.
Chris, real quick.
We just have to all decide.
We're almost out of time here. What do you think about the breaking up of the encampment on the UW campus yesterday?
I think it's a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace. I think it's totally against the Wisconsin idea. We've lost most of that. I think our democracy is a joke. I really don't believe we have one anymore. I think we've already lost it. And I think people better wake up and start learning some of their history.
You ain't woke unless and until you know history. Chris, appreciate your call. More Devils.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, talking to you, our fair audience, 844-967-2789. I also have been checking the text line, lots of texts today. Dom, I'm going to read a few that are mostly negative about you. No, Dom. People look at the protest and say both sides do it and choose to disengage, not vote. So saith Luke from the South Side, texting in. Here's another one. Ross from Crawford County says, Chris, our most recent caller, needs to look up the definition of genocide. What's happening in Gaza is ugly. You could say the term of murder of innocents, but it ain't genocide. When will it be? When they're all dead?
Well,
Dictionary
says genocide is the deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with an aim of destroying that nation or group.
I thought that's exactly what Bibi Netanyahu had in mind. The utter destruction of Hamas, the Palestinians. I mean,
well,
he
Hamas,
ain't stopping.
From the Palestinians.
Yeah, but I don't think that they draw that distinction, at least when you talk about Bibi Netanyahu. There's been
certainly don't draw the distinction.
Let me keep reading here, and then we'll get back to the phones. Here's one more from the WMDX line. Pretty sure anyone calling for the murder of others based upon religion, sexual orientation, gender identity is out of bounds for my support. I think those are people suggesting the pro-Palestinians because what? They're Islamic and their Islamic faith wouldn't be down for a lot of those things. Well, neither would most Republicans in this nation. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. I see a friend on hold. Our pal, Earl Ingram, man. How you been, Earl?
Hey, Earl.
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. I was in the middle of doing some chores around the house and
looking for a reason to get away from them, and you called us, Earl. Let us help you play hooky.
I heard Crudy talking about what Joe Scarborough said. Well, yeah. You know, Joe Scarborough is still a conservative, and the only reason that Joe Scarborough has had a change of heart is because of Donald Trump and the fact that Donald Trump attacked him and his wife and called him a bunch of dirty names and accused him of murder and all sorts of things. So what Joe Scarborough...
You think Scarborough says, took that personally?
So what Scarborough says as far as, you know, Joe Biden having to apologize, number one, I agree totally with Dominic and Chris. You can't... What has happened is they have changed the whole subject of why these people are protesting in the first place. 34,000 and counting Palestinians have been killed. Yeah, I know 1,700 Jewish people were killed. Should have never happened. But the value of each human being's life should be equal. You can't say, well, they killed 1,700 of us. We're going to kill 50,000 of them because they killed 1,700 of us. That's not right. And that's kind of what's taking place here. So
come on, Earl. We killed nearly half a million or more Iraqis. Predicated on a lie because of 9/11.
The American people, for the most part, don't know that. That hasn't been written where the average American knows that we kill half a million Iraqis. But what these people are talking about and what those students are doing, they have a right to do. If it wasn't for the protests of the civil rights and the Vietnam War, those things would have eventually come to an end, but they were expedited because of those protests. And to tell students that they don't know what they're doing, I think is absolutely wrong in this country, and people should say something about it, and they shouldn't be forced to acquiesce because people are saying they're anti-Semitic. Students aren't anti-Semitic.
Well, I agree with everything you've said. But let's play devil's advocate for just a minute. Let me take Joe Scarborough's position. Protests can be completely merited. And I agree with you, Earl. They are. I think people, and I've never been a protester per se, but I appreciate others that put their asses on the line to strongly protest something. But Earl, strategically, in a political year, this is probably not for the benefit of Joe Biden's reelective campaign. And the point Scarborough made is, you know, by supporting this quote-unquote chaos, as many would describe it, lawlessness, as Fox News is calling it every day, and hell, we've got people like Tony Evers apparently agreeing with that notion. Well, Earl, could that be politically a loser for the Democratic Party? That is the concern Scarborough was expressing.
So, Crudy, the people who are protesting don't give a rip about the political aspects of this.
Then why protest? They're trying to move Biden's presidency. They're trying to change foreign policy on behalf of the nation. You don't believe that?
They're concerned about justice and the fact that women and children and people are starving. It's bigger than politics. And so the only people who see it from the political aspect of it are the people who don't see it from the moral aspect of it, and those people who are protesting are protesting from the moral aspect of it.
You are a moral guy, Earl. I've always appreciated that about you.
Well, am I wrong?
No, dude, I'm absolutely with you. And again, it gets kind of lost in the conversation, and when you see the conflict on the television. I mean, it's not just. It's also about divesting, you know, our efforts and our money from all the way from our foreign aid to university money that profit and thrive and make money off of war, and yes. A lot of people have an issue with that. Yes, there's agitators. That's always going to be a thing, but I think you're right on, Earl. I mean, if someone's making a moral stand on an issue. Doesn't really matter whether or not someone's going to attribute that stand to rightly or wrongly to a political candidate. I mean, it's very short-sighted.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know you got many other people, but I just had to keep on doing what you're doing, man. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Well, thank you. I love you, man. Appreciate it.
You can
844-967-2789.
You can enjoy Earl's conversations weekday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on WAUK 540 a.m., the Beast of the East. Give him a listen. He's a moral guy. I always liked that Earl is all about right and wrong. I love that about Earl. I look in the mirror and I try to hold myself to be half as good a man, and I mean this in sincerity, as a guy like Earl Ingram is, because he is a moral human being. He leads with character, and so few of us do, at least you, Dom.
You are a character. Thanks again, Earl. 844-967-2789. Sam from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Sam. What do you got for us?
Appreciate your patience. Welcome, Sam.
It's hard to follow up Earl Ingram.
Yeah. No doubt.
I guess small tidbit, but it's all about all this. I think it's definitely worth worrying that Joe Biden's going to lose because people are going to be mad about Israel, particularly young people, young voters, anyone under the age of 24.
Oh, Sam, hang on 1 second. Just to be clear, my impression from Scarborough was that you're going to drive off the independents. You're concerned that perhaps the foreign policy of the current administration will drive away younger students, liberal students that would otherwise vote for him.
Well, hence the protest on campus, right, Sam?
Yeah, and also I'd like to say I generally don't support the pro-Palestine protest, but at the same time, it was really gross to see the police kick them out that way, and I'm not down with that. Free country, right to protest, they shouldn't have been kicked off like that. But I think it's crazy to even flirt with the idea that we should get rid of Joe Biden over Israel stuff, not saying that's exactly what they're saying we do, with the impression that Trump's going to somehow handle it better. Like,
right.
That's my 2 cents. I feel like it'd be insane to even like play with it or risk it because it's always been so close, especially in Wisconsin, the election turnout, that I feel like this whole movement, I think it's wild that this could be what decides it among many other things going on in our country and our state. But I could so see it happening. I could so see Trump winning just because Joe Biden lost enough steam over this one issue.
It is a little bit of a slow motion horror story, train wreck, man. If these protests, and I said this to Dom, if these protests lead to the re-election of Donald Trump, very scary prospect, Sam. Appreciate your
call. And
go ahead.
Yep, that's it.
Sam, that was certainly more than 2 cents worth under Bidenomics with the inflation. That was like $92 worth of opinion, Dom. It's getting rough out there.
967-2789. Cam from Nina, you are next. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Young man, Cam, you're a young guy. What do you think about these protests, Cam?
Am I the last guy? Sam just said anyone 24 and younger, and I had to think about that for a second. I'm like, hey, why did he exclude me? And then I thought, oh, God, I'm almost 30. So I don't know about that.
You know, I'm almost 30 too, Cam.
Never trust anybody over 30.
I'm so close to being 30, I get letters from the 21st. AARP at this point.
Well, I mean, you made me feel a little bit better. I was calling primarily because I felt like Chris's rhetoric was very dangerous and I think very irresponsible.
How so, Cam?
Well, to say that you can't in good conscience support any kind of genocide, I understand why someone doesn't want to support genocide, as most people shouldn't. But you can't possibly believe that not keeping him in office is the better of the two poisons. If you genuinely believe Biden is a poison to you, in your beliefs, Trump is not going to make that situation better. He's going to tell Israel to finish it.
That's the old choice between two evils, right? What is the lesser of two evils choice, Cam?
Evil to them, not me.
Well, certainly. And what does Joe always say? Don't compare me to the Almighty. Compare me to the alternative, Cam.
Yes.
Cam, appreciate your call. Always great to hear from a fellow young guy.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
Let's keep going on. Jack, do we have time? What do we got? Yeah, we got time. All right, 2 minutes. Jack from Mac, you're up. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, first of all, I can't imagine anyone that would approve of either what's going on in Gaza or what happened in October in Israel. Having said that, the protesters, I strongly feel, have a right to demonstrate and to do so peacefully. And probably 95-98% of the demonstrations have been peaceful. Big thing that concerns me is the people that look at this and then start to scream genocide Joe and blame Biden for it. Biden cannot, absolutely cannot determine what a near dictator like Netanyahu, he's a Trump-style dictator, in fact, very similarly to Trump, he stacked his own Supreme Court, so he would not be criminally charged.
Well, he's under criminal corruption indictments, talking about Netanyahu, similar to Trump.
Yes, that's exactly my point. But the issue is, the people that are screaming that Biden is responsible for what a dictator does don't have any idea of what they're doing. They are damaging to Joe Biden's reelection chances, and that's a real serious danger. I don't have a problem with them protesting what's happening in Gaza. I do have a problem with them blaming Joe Biden for it. He's not responsible.
Appreciate that, Jack. Quick thought. My young son, the Eye of the Tiger is for you, Caden, with your pink eye. But I talked to him. He said on campus, he's a college kid. I just picked him up this morning. He said some of his Democratic friends are stating they're worried about Joe getting us into World War III. Democratic friends, more devils.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go back to the line shortly. Be patient. We appreciate you joining the political party at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've got an update, 21 minutes old, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on this topic. Students from Shorewood High School marched to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee encampment as the student movement grows. Now, someone on the text line pointed out, we're about to hit summer, and it's going to be a chaotic summer if these protests are going on and the kids aren't encumbered by going to school, etc. It could blow up this summer, talking about these protests, the number of participants, because the kids are off for summer soon. Cheers went up at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee encampment for Palestine on Thursday when about 75 Shorewood High School students marched onto the grounds after leaving school midday. For Gaza, we must fight, the students chanted as they entered the campus. Having walked from the high school about a mile away, students of the world unite. Following mounting protests by college students nationwide against the Israeli violence in Gaza, more high school students are also finding their place in movements calling on U.S. institutions to divest from Israel. Now, we did this 40 years ago in Madison with apartheid. People camped in the Capitol. People made protest efforts to try and force the UW to divest from South Africa because of their apartheid policies.
And were people worried that was going to impact the Democratic candidate for president at the time? And did it?
It was 1982, and Fritz Mondale did not do so well in 1984, I would just point out to you, Dom.
And is that because of apartheid disinvestment? I doubt it.
Is it because of all the fine policies of Ronald Reagan? I doubt it. The Shorewood students aren't the first high school students to visit the encampment. Students from across Milwaukee have been spending time there and participating in related protests. Everywhere in the state, high school students in Madison marched on Thursday at the Capitol, and Stevens Point area senior high students walked out of classes Friday. For the younger generation, they've been more awake, said Ahmad Bodwin, a senior from Salem High School in Milwaukee, who was at the encampment in Milwaukee. You could see awareness by everybody. It's not just Muslims anymore. Shorewood High School senior Sam Diliberti said students have trailblazed important movements throughout our history, such as the Howard University student sit-ins, anti-Vietnam War protest, and movement to divest from South African apartheid. Here's his quote. As students, we are of the most advantageous position possible to spread awareness and action on this issue, both to our fellow students and to those we target with our demands. Dom, I've heard some very butthurt that these protesters would have demands. And the divestment from Israel somehow bothers a lot of people. I've even heard it on the airwaves today. Well, how dare we divest from investment in Israel?
Right. What?
Why is that a problem? Was it a problem when we asked to divest from South Africa? Well, apparently for some of these conservatives, that would have been a problem too. 844-967-2789. New name on the board, Jim from the town of Burke. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us today?
Hello, hey, guys. Whenever I think of this whole issue, I think of 1993 with Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin, and Yasser sits there and looks at it, you know, the accords, Oslo Accord, and says, oh, it's over. And he walked away and didn't sign it. You know, the problem is from the river to the sea, the whole idea about Palestine wanting to get rid of Israel. Nobody knows about all this history. The kids want to get up and make demands, like you say. Oh, my God. It's going on and on and on.
Tim, could these, pardon me, Jim, could the kids perhaps be aware of history or even completely blissfully ignorant of history and still have a valid point to protest?
Well, no, they can protest, but they went home last night. They knew they didn't have to. They weren't going to stay overnight. That's illegal in the library mall. They went home, but they came back.
Would it have been a big deal if they stayed, Jim? I remember thousands staying in the Wisconsin state capitol during the uprising.
It's a police deal. And there's no point in doing that. They don't know the whole history of this. And it's just heartbreaking all around. They call it Israel, the genocidal, you know, state. So is Palestine. And you got to be pro-Israel and pro-Palestine. I just have no answers. I'm just saying I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And Jim, do you think the protests are...
I just so sick of it, I can't take it.
Yeah. Jim, Jim, final thought. Do you think the protests are politically a negative for Joe Biden in this election year?
They shouldn't be. Someone's got to come out and explain. Joe is being, you know... He's just being run into the ground for no reason. It's not our war. We can't do that. And he's not the first. It's going on for years. You know, decades and decades. There's nothing he can do about it.
Well, I would say millennium. Jim, really appreciate your contribution. We're going to have the sound of what President Joe Biden had to say today, earlier today, on the topic of student protest. Also coming up in the 5 o'clock happy hour, I'm going to be joined here in Madison by Jeff Scott Olson, a First Amendment attorney. Now, I've always sided with the right to protest. You know, I don't always get up there and protest, but I think others have the right to do so.
Absolutely.
And I am very concerned about the actions of Mnuchin. She basically, from the reporting I've seen, admitted it was her call. She's the one that closed down the encampment on the library mall. And when I hear trespassing being described as criminal behavior, you know, if they go shut down the Capitol building, maybe, but if they're camping on the mall, is that really trespassing? I remember the song "Science, Science Everywhere, Science." I scream at your science. I'll camp here if I want to. More devil's advocates. The right to protest in a happier happy hour.